This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Wuhan coronavirus has now killed more people than the severe acute respiratory syndrome or SARS outbreak of 2003. This after 89 more deaths in mainland China Saturday brought the global death toll to more than 800. 774 people were killed by SARS. It was the deadliest day yet for the coronavirus, which originated in the central Chinese city of Wuhan and has continued to spread. There have been more than 37,000 cases of the virus globally, mostly in China. Foreign nationals arriving in the United Kingdom from China because of the outbreak are being quarantined. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Britain's final evacuation flight from the Chinese city of Wuhan, the epicenter of a coronavirus outbreak, landed at a Royal Air Force base in central England on Sunday. The British government said in a statement that the plane had more than 200 people on board, including non-British nationals. The passengers also included staff who facilitated the flight, as well as medics. They will be housed at a conference center for 14 days of quarantine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Dr. Michael Ryan, head of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, says he understands the quarantines can be uncomfortable, but they help ensure the coronavirus doesn't spread.
We're also working to ensure that those individuals who are left on the ships are able to get off as quickly as possible and just ensure the protocols and the algorithms can work and we don't end up with an unfortunate consequence of people having to stay too long in that situation.
The United States says it's offering up to $100 million to China and other countries affected by the deadly coronavirus to combat its spread. This as the death toll again has surpassed 800. This is VOA News. Ireland began counting votes on Sunday in a national election that an exit poll indicated would show a historic breakthrough for left-wing nationalist Sinn Féin, but leave a fractured political landscape with no clear path to a governing coalition. Amir McCarthy reports.
Irish voters look to have handed a historic breakthrough to left-wing nationalists Sinn Féin, leaving Ireland with a fractured political landscape and no clear path to a governing coalition. Vote counting was underway on Sunday, but the exit poll after Saturday's general election suggested that support for Sinn Féin has surged by 50%. That brings the former political wing of the Irish Republican Army, or IRA, into joint first place on 22% with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, the two centre-right parties that have dominated Irish politics for a century. Sinn Féin is likely to fall behind the other two as it fielded fewer candidates for Parliament, but the result still represents a major shake-up to the establishment. In the run-up to the poll, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's Fine Gael had focused on economic growth and its success in negotiating an EU exit deal for neighbouring Britain. This seems to have failed to capture the imagination of voters, unlike Sinn Féin's promises on health and housing.
That was Amir McCarthy reporting. The process now of forming a governing coalition in the 160-seat parliament will be complicated. The other two leading partners say they will not govern with Sinn Féin and that they will look for smaller parties to ally with. Ukraine's president has asked Pope Francis for help in securing the release of prisoners of war held by Russia and by Russia-backed separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky made the request after a meeting with the pontiff at the Vatican on Saturday. Russia annexed the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea in March of 2014. A month later, fighting broke out in eastern Ukraine in a conflict that has killed more than 13,000 people and displaced more than 1 million. The movie industry's biggest awards ceremony, the Oscars, takes place Sunday night. 9 films will be vying for the Academy Award's most coveted prize, Best Film. Industry insiders say the favorite to win is the World War I film 1917. However, there are other strong contenders, including the South Korean social satire Parasite and sentimental Hollywood favorite Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The show also includes live performances by musicians vying for Best Song, including Elton John and Billie Eilish. I'm Laurel Bowman. This is VOA News.